Kedushin is on Bez Shirvo.
There's a lot of tricky details over here. So I need your help. I need your undivided attention. There's a lot of tricky details. We're going to do our best, Siat Deshmaya, to try to unravel this. We're going to start. We have Machloikas here. Rashi in the Ritva, it says in the Braisa, many differences between Maicha Atzma, Machru, Bezdin. What does it say in the Braisa? It says Maicha Atzma is Nimka L'Sheish, L'Yasser Al-Sheish, Machru, Bezdin, and Nimka L'Sheish. And in that we have Machlokes between Rashi and the Ritva. We saw Rashi says Nimka L'Sheish, L'Yasser Al-Sheish, Im Hisne. It says Lashon of Rashi, Imhisna Limacha La Eser Shonim. Why Rashi chooses Eser Shonim, I'm not really sure. But Rashi says, Imhisna La Eser Shonim. The Ritz himself is Medayik in Rashi. It sounds like that if there's no Tanai, what's the Stam? Stam is Sheish. We said the Dik, the Makna makes in the Lashon of the Gemara, Sheish V'Yeser Al Sheish. Is Mashma, perhaps Rashi holds, that less than Sheish you can't sell. Sheish is the Shir. There's a Shir of Sheish. Mashenk in the Ritz, is not like that. The Ritz says you can sell for as much as you want, more or less, doesn't make a difference. Pshat in the Rashi, we said, Vashem the Ma'arit is less than Sheish, is not a Evid. What is it?
Sachir. So, according to the Ritzvah, why does it say Sheish or going to Sheish?
It's Lav Davka. According to the Gemara, is going to be Lav Davka. Yes, Sheish, yes, Sheish, whatever you want. Sheish, more Sheish, less of Sheish, the Ritzvah says Mefurish. More or less, it just means, that Machur Bezdin is Sheish, and Machur Atzma is Sheish or whatever. That's what it means. Mechayr according to the Ritz. This is one machloek as we had. Then we continue down in the Braisa. Yes. So
the Braisa is also the Sachar that Evan also all the Dinam are Sachar, not like the Ma'arit. The Taisa says that the reason that he has that is that the Muslim should be planned is because the Sachar.
Okay, we'll have to see that. In other words, we can ask the question on the Marit. The Marit says that if he's less than that, then he's considered a Sachar. Take a look at the Gemara. Thank you. We'll do this, okay? Nachemi, the Gemara on Daf. Hey, Omid. Not. The Gemara on Daf. Dalet Amid Aleph. If you look at the Gemara on Daf, Dalet Amid Aleph. The Gemara on the bottom, I would say it's around 5/9 of the way down. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Mina Dabi Atoisha V'Sachar, Detanya. It's around 5/9 of the way down. The Tanya, Toishav Zukani Kinyan Oilam, Sachir Zukani Kinyan Shanim. So, what does Kinyan Shanim mean? Kinyan. What does Kinyan Shanim mean over here? Kinyan Sheish. Rashi says Kinyan Shanim Sheish. And what does the pasuk call Kinyan Sheish?
Sachir.
Comes the Marit and says it can't be less than six, because if it's less than six, then he's a what? Sachir. But the Gemara itself calls a Kinyan Sheish a Sachir. So what's your problem?
Rashi says with Kinyan Shanim Sheish.
What, no, it means hasn't reached Sheish. He's about to sold for Sheish. Hasn't yet completed his Sheish. A person that's during his tour of 6 years, Rashi means. So you see it called. So if you look in the Ma'arit, if you're Medayik in the Ma'arit, good. The Ma'arit, I think, is bavorning this. If you take a look, Lashmi gave the Ma'arit out yesterday. I could pick it out for you. The Ma'arit says, "V'teimahu be'enai." It says, "In pachas mishesh, sachir mamish mikri." There's one word over there that Marit Lachora doesn't need. What does he mean, sachir mamish mikri? He means that in contrast with the Kanikinyan Oilam, what is the Kanikinyan Shanim called? A sachir. Oh, but that's not a sachir mamish. Oh, but if it's less than sheish, then sachir mamish mikri. The Marit knows that you call a Kanishin Ishanim a Sachir. But he's Lechera, he's Bavorning. It's not a Sachir Mamish. It's just this, there's a Toshav and a Sachir. This is a person who's more permanent, less permanent. But when you talk about someone who's Mamish Sachir, that's less than Sheish. So Lechera is Bavorning. I'll call upon him. That's the machloikas that we had, Rashi and the Ritva. Now we go down the Braisa. The Braisa continues. Says the Braisa. Mocher atzma ein a nirtza, machru bez din nirtza. Mocher atzma ein manikin loy, machru bez din manikin loy. Mocher atzma ein rabbi moysel shivcha kananis, machru bez din rabbi moysel loy shivcha kananis. We saw Rashi. Rashi says, what does that mean? Ein rabbi moysel shivcha kananis, says Rashi, va'asur loy. So Rashi says there is a very definite divide between Meicher Atzmai and Machru Bezdin. Meicher Atzmai, not only can the other not force him, but he's usher in the Shifcha Kanainis. That's what Rashi says. Mashenke Machru Bezdin, so he's mutter in Shifcha Kanainis, and Rabbi is Moisel Shifcha Kanainis, which means that the other can dictate who he lives with, who his wife is, who's going to be this one. That's Rashi's Shita.
Rashi learning that Rabbi Moisel is the Isser, and have to
Rabbi. Yes, it seems like, okay, we're going to say that they're both, it's not two different things, it's one thing. The whole makar of the heter is from the fact of Rabbi Moisel. You don't have Rabbi Moisel, so then you don't have the heter. We'll see, we'll get to that. Let's take it step by step. Let's take it step by step.
The Torah knows the words Usser and Mutter. Why does it?
Because it's not just Usser and Mutter. It's more than that. It's heter plus. You also now have to, you're Mechuyev. So you say Mechuyev and Lichten them two things. You have to and you could. If it's not Mechuyev, you can't and you don't have to. Whatever it is. Okay, that's Rashi Shita. The Ritva himself is kind enough to bring a raya to Rashi. He's going to argue, but he brings a raya to Rashi. Says the Ritva, after all, there is a Gemara that speaks about the case of Rav Simloy. The Ritva says that the Gemara on Samach Tes Amad Aleph, that someone came to Rav Simloy and he was of questionable ya'ichus. Rav Simloy says, you want to take care of the problem? I got an answer for you. Make yourself an Eved, and then you'll live with the Shivcha, and then your child will be go back to the Shivcha, and then we'll be Meshacharim, and then everything will be good, and we'll work this out. Okay, hold on a second. So in other words, the way to be Matir, a person, in order to correct his status of his children, is to live with the Shivcha. Hold on a second. How do you make yourself an Eved? Says Rav Simloy, go steal, and then they'll sell you as an Eved, and then you'll be able to live with a Shifcha. Go steal, then you'll be sold as an Eved, and then you'll be able to live with a Shifcha. Hold on a second. Why didn't he just go and sell himself? Why does he have to go steal, get caught, be sold as an Eved? All that stuff. What do you need that for? Just go and walk into bed and say, I'd like to be an Eved. Why? Because if you say you want to be an Eved, you're Mocher Atzmai, what's your status been again to Shivcha? Usser, says Rashi.
Usser to sell yourself unless you're Mach.
So maybe
the case. It's Usser to steal.
You have to be Mach, because he won't sell you if you have money.
Says the Ritva, this is a wonderful riot to Rashi, because the one that's saying, because if I could just sell myself, so why does he have to tell him, go steal? Go sell yourself. Must be, sell yourself also to a Shifcha. No, we don't pass it that way. Just walk to Bez and say, I'd like to be sold. I don't know how much, he doesn't need that much marketing. You know,
Maybe he's not a good slave. No one would have wanted it.
But you could sweep the floor.
If no one would want him, so then you can't sell him that either. No one wants, no one's going to buy him. You know what I mean? I mean, I can even say better. Yaakov, Yitzir can even say better, which is as follows. Mocher Atzma, according to the Ritva, how long can he sell himself for?
Short as he wants.
Yeah, so why lock yourself into 6 years? Just sell yourself. You know, for however long you think it's going to need in order to have children, that's it. You want to sell yourself for more than 6 years, sell yourself more. And then you can do 10 years, you can do 3 years. Why do I have to put myself in this whole thing? Steal, get caught, put myself in this whole situation. No one's going to want you. Sell yourself for a year? I don't know what it is, but that's the Ritz himself is Tzefriden Mitaraya. Right to Rashi. The Ritzah says, very nice, very good, good Raya, I disagree. Says the Ritzvah, I disagree. It's a Kenet Zayin, says the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah says, because the halacha is that a person who is an Evet, if he wants to go out, he needs to have a Get Shichur. Says the Ritzvah, listen, this is very touchy. Listen to this. This is where like the jump goes. If he's usher in a shivcha kenainis, why does he need a get shichur? That's what the Ritva says. If you're telling me, Rashi, that moicher atzmai is usher in shivcha kenainis, why does he need a get shichur? Get shichur is telling me, says the Ritva, that there's like this whole avdus matziv which must mean that he's mutter in a shivcha kenainis. That's what the Ritva says. We're going to have to try to unravel this. This is the Ritva. And therefore the Ritva argues on Rashi and says, Ritva, there's no difference between Machar Atzmai Machru Bezdin. Either one of them, both of them have this din that they're mutter in a shivcha. It's just Moicher Bezdin, then the other can force him to have a shivcha. Moicher Atzmai, he can choose to have a shivcha, it's up to him. So then the Ritva has to deal with the Raya. We'll get there in a second. But the Ritva himself says, I have my own compelling logic. Because if you tell me that Moicher Atzmai is Asur in a Shivcha, then why is there this concept called Get? That we'll have to see. We're going to see that right now. Okay. We're going to unravel this. So first, how does the Ritva deal with his Gemara? Says the Ritva, that Gemara, don't take the Gemara so seriously. What? You really think Rav Simlai was telling him go steal? You really? That's what he really meant? He's giving a practical eitzah? For sure he's not giving a practical eitzah. Why can't it be Rav Simlai is telling him to go steal?
Usher.
Because usher is steal. So I can't tell. Elamai, he was just being like hypothetical. He's being, you know, lumdish about it. Kama's hypothetical, so Enochanami could have told him this, could have told him that. It's anyway not a real thing. If it was a real Eitzah, so give him a good Eitzah. Give him a practical Eitzah. Why giving a bad Eitzah? Give a good Eitzah. But it was anyway not an Eitzah. It was kind of like it's a lumdish joke, you know? Like, if you would have asked me, I would have said, do this and do that. It's like, you know, Yeshiva Shechap.
He can't him for an Eitzah.
He's
not joking
about the
Gemara. It's not like
it's like, you know. You think you know the Gemara better than the Ritva?
No. But
so then Weiss the Chais, you're wrong. So Weiss the Chais, you're wrong.
She thought about a better joke, I'm saying.
He obviously thought that this was a good joke, and yours wasn't good. So the Ritva thought that he was giving him an Eitzah. It's not a real Eitzah anyway. It's not a real Eitzah, so he's not medaktik. The Rashi doesn't bring Raya's. It's not Rashi's derech to bring Raya's. So, but maybe it's not. Maybe Rashi holds also not a Raya. Could be. It's not Muchach. Rashi holds this the Raya. The Ritva was trying to bring the Raya. Okay, Rabbi.
What?
Let's try to get to the machloikas. Rashi and the Ritva, what's the Yisoid of machloikas? You ready?
Ready.
Here goes, Rabbi Sai. This shtickle is from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky. I apologize. There's two Rabbi Yaakov Moshe's in my life. There's more, but two rabbinic Rabbi Yaakov Moshe's. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Shurkin. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky was Rosh Hashiva of
Ner
Yisrael. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Shurkin was Rosh Hashiva of Chaim Berlin. His son is the Rebbe in Toras Moshe. But he was Rosh Hashiva in Chaim Berlin. His son was very involved in the Agos and the Sefer. A Koponim, This is from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky, Rosh Hashiva of Ner Yisrael. So he says as follows: the Gemara and after Zayin Amin Aleph says the following thing. In our Mishnah, it says you can be koine and eved with kesef or shtar. Frak the Gemara, what's this shtar we're talking about? What type of shtar? If it means that there's a shtar and it says in the shtar damim, so it already says in the Mishnah kesef, that's just another form of kesef. Elamai, what does the Gemara mean? It means a shtar shichur. Says the Gemara, the Gemara says Amarava, from here we see. Oh, I'm sorry, first it says the Gemara, why do you need a shtar shichur? Why don't you just say zil? Tell him to leave. We have to write a shtar. Amarava zoysa meres evet ivri gufoy kanoi. Evet, from here we see shtar evet ivri gufoy kanoi. That's the Gemara. Comes the Ritva, and the Ritva says, hold on. Evet kanani gufoy kani, that I understand. Evet kanani, the Adon owns the guf. So much so that Yad Eved, Yad Rabba. Why? Because Kufay Kanoi. Because he owns him. Aber Eved Ivri, it's not Yad Eved ki Yad Rabbi. In Eved Ivri, what do you mean Kufay Kani? It's not true. Eved Ivri has his own Yad. So what does the Gemara mean to say? Asks the Ritva. The Gemara says Kufay Kanoi. Says the Ritva, Meir de Kazach. The Ritva says, listen, Eved Kanani, there's really two different things going on simultaneous. Maybe they're linked, maybe they're not linked. Two different things. One is called a Kinyan Mamoin. The other one is called a Kinyan Isser. These are two different things that are Nogeya to an Eved Kanani. The Kinyan Mamoin is Nogeya to all the Mamonis rights that I have in the Eved. The Kinyan Isser is something else. The status of this Eved depends on the fact that I own him. So his din of Eved is, there's a Kinyan Isser on him which will affect his laws as a person. That will affect his mitzvahs and his averis. That's called the Kinyan Isser. Both of those exist by Eved Kanani. Says the Ritva Maridik. And Eved Ivri, you're right, Eved Ivri. It's not gufoy konui in the choshen mishpat sense. You're right, Eved Ivri. The maisya daim are what belong to the adon, not the guf of the Eved. You're right, it's not gufoy konui in the choshen mishpat. Aber in the kinyan iser, it is gufoy konui. What does that mean? The lashon of the Ritva is the Eved Ivri Nami Ha'ika Tzad Kinyan Haguf the Kinyan Isser. There's a Kinyan Haguf Mitzad the Kinyan Isser Shaboy. Yeah. So Mimela says the Ritva, that's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says Gufay Kanoi. It means that there's Kinyan Isser. The Ritva is saying that when the Gemara says this concept called Gufay Kanui, that means that there's Kinyan Isser. The fact that there's a shtar, what is a shtar an indication of? Kinyan Isser. What's Kinyan Isser Nogeya to? The fact that the shifcha is going to be mutter. Why is a shifcha mutter? That is a din mamoin, or that's a din isser? It's a question of she mutter or usser. That's been ogeya to the kinyan isser. That comes from the kinyan isser. So Mamela says the Ritva, if there's a concept called shtar, shtar equals kinyan isser. Kinyan isser equals heter shifcha. Mamela comes the Ritva and says, my dear Rashi, you're telling me you're usher in a shivcha. A meicher atzma is usher in a shivcha. But why does meicher atzma have a shtar shichur? What do they have to do with each other? Shtar Shechur means, according to the Ritva, Kinyan Isser. Kinyan Isser means Mutter to a Shifcha. That's Pshat and the Ritva.
Why does the Ritva say that's a Kinyan Guf?
What?
Why does the Ritva say that the shame Eved that he has is called Guf and Kana?
But the Gemara says it according to the Ritva. The Gemara is saying Zoy Semeres Eved Ibri Gufoy Kani. What does that mean? Says the Ritva, it means that there's a Kinyan Isser. There is no Kinyan Mammon. The Mela says the Ritva the following thing. What happens in the following case? The Ritva says. What happens in the following case? An Eved, an Adon walks over to an Eved and says, "Go home. Go home. Zil, leave." Does he need a get? A shtar shechur? The Gemara says, Eved Ivri Gufa Kani is a shtar shechur. Without a shtar shechur, what doesn't fall off?
Yes, sir.
But what about the Mamoin?
It'll fall off.
Because there is no Kenyan Mamoin. So I could say, go home. So what's the din? A person walks over to his Eved Ivri. And he says, go home. According to the Ritva, he's not mechuyev to work anymore. Because there's no Kenyan Mammon in the guf. You could be mechuyev that. But he's going to need a shtar shechur in order to get rid of the Kenyan Isser.
What about the Mishnah?
What do you mean three cameras? No, that's going to be matter everything.
Which way is going home? Which one of those three Kenyanim is there?
All of them are going to be mafkia, also the Isser, and also the Mammon. Right? That's what the Ritva says. What? Because the Shtar is by all of them. I mean, all the Gemara says that there's such a thing called Shtar. Okay. If you would ask someone who is not necessarily so sensitive, he would say, this guy's got it made. What happens? He was an Eved. His Adon was just Michael and the Avoid. Does he have to work?
Nope.
No. Does he have any responsibilities to the Adon at all?
No.
So he doesn't have a Shtar Shechur. What is that relevant to? So he's Mutter to a Shifcha. So great, you know, he's got like, he's now, he's got more opportunities. It just means more options, you know, like. Is he chayav to be supported by the Adon? That's a good question. I hear it. It's a good question. It's a shame, Evan, maybe the Adon still has to support him, but.
How do you lose a shame with words?
You don't lose a shame with words. That's
a shame.
That's what he's saying.
Give your mama whatever.
It's not a shame. He's being moichel. It's a mechila. So we see from over here that benegay to the shame, Rav Shemachal al groin ain mechila se mechila ain omachal. Why? Because you need to be mafkia the Kinyan Isser. So Rabbi Yisai, why would an Eved want Bechlal to be Meshuchar? He's got the best of both worlds. He's mutter to a regular Am Evriyeh, he's mutter to a Shifcha, he's mutter to everyone.
It's
mutter to Bas Yisrael and Eved Ivri. And Eved Ivri is for sure.
During Avdus? Sure.
Adarabba, he comes in, if he goes in with his wife. So then Rabbi Moshe Shifcha Kanani, he's married to two women. So.
Yep, he's saying
could
he get married twice?
That's a machloek.
Stop asking questions. Stop asking Israel during the.
Yeah.
What?
It is not working. Rabbi is Michael.
But still,
he's not working anymore. What's he worried about? He's worried about his.
He's
being over on something by doing that.
He has the half mitzvahs only, like a woman if
no, it's Eved Kanani. It is all the mitzvahs. Kitzer, it seems that when a person's in Eved Ivri, there's some sort of downgrade in his status as a Yid. Because of a Haraya, what would you say to a Yid marrying a Kananis?
Oh boy.
Terrible. Somehow this guy, we allow him to marry a Kananis. Why? Because now he's been downgraded. So who wants to be low-class Jew? And Achanami, mitzad is kedusha, there's some sort of downgrade as long as he's in Eved. So that's why he would want out. That's the Ritva Shita. However, if you look in Rashi, he would want out. Who wants to be a low-class Jew?
Because he wouldn't want him with the Meshuvah.
It's not a question of the heter and the shivcha. The heter and the shivcha is an indication that you're a low class Jew. So
and there's nobody who would rather be a low class Jew.
I don't. Well, I mean, listen. If you ask me, I would much. If you're right, you're right. Okay, the same guy might live with a shivcha anyway, even though he doesn't. He's going to mix bish. You never know what's going to end up happening. But I mean, look, all of us would rather have kosher. Would rather have something that's treif become kosher, but we don't want to be a goy in order to be able to eat it. So we'd rather be mutter shivcha kanaitis, but not if it's going to be at the expense of my Yiddishkeit. We're saying it's not just a heter over here; it's a downgrade in his whole Yiddishkeit. No one wants to be a downgraded Jew. If he wants to be a downgraded Jew, then he probably has other issues.
That's
on the Giroyan, not on the Avdus. That's what he's saying. Only on the Mammon you could be Machal, not on the rest. That's the Giroyan. That's not the Avoida. He's Machal on the Kinyan. Machal on the Chiyav Avoida, not on the Giroyan. The Giroyan is going to be Mafkia the Kinyanisser also. Can't be Machal on the being Mafkia the Kinyanisser.
He still has to pay his way out.
No,
because
Giroyin
is not being mindful on the Giroyin.
Right.
That's him. He's being mindful on
the Choyf. Yeah. Akoponim says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. In Rashi, we see not like that. Right? Boy said we're building a big building over here. You have to stay in the zone. Here goes. Rashi says, and the Gemara says, Evan Ivri Gufoy Kanui, and it says. Evan every gufa kani, and you need to get shechur. Says Rashi, v'zel shaynai. Rashi's over there off the north. Rashi says, v'tzarech shechur, v'imlav. You need to have a get shechur. V'imlav. If you don't have a get shechur, choizer u'mishtabed boy im yirtza. He has to keep working for him. He could tell him, you have to come back and work. I know I told you to leave. Now I'm telling you, come back.
Can't take his money again? Can't go back.
What do you mean his mama chibot?
He says go, he stops seeking his work.
Yeah, so let's see why. Duloy shayich boy mechilas mamoin ela lashon shechur. Says Rashi, there's no such thing as mechila when it comes to Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri gufay kani. Therefore, on the mamoin sheboy, Rashi says, in the mamoin of the Eved Ivri, you can't be moichol. Because Eved Ivri gufay kani, like we said, that it's in the choshe mishpat, not like the Ritva. The Ritva says, there's no gufay kani in the choshe mishpat. The whole gufay kani is only in the Isser. Says Rashi, no, the gufay kani is in the choshe mishpat. Says the Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky, I want to take it a step further. Listen to this, Toisvis. Toisvis there says, there is a man norma that holds mafkir av evet kanani tzoruch get shichur. Says Toisvis, that's only evet kanani. But evet ivri doesn't need a get, if you're mafkir him, ain't tzoruch get shichur. Why? Says Toisvis, because the whole purpose of get shichur is to be mafkia the kinyan iser, but by Eved Ivri it's not shayach the concept of being mafkia the kinyan iser. What do I see from Tosfos? This is Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky. Not only does Rashi hold that Eved Ivri gufa kani means that there's a kinyan mamoin. But Tosfos and Rashi hold that there is no kinyan iser. So we start like this. Let's get the binyan. The Ritva says, how could you say gufoy kanoi if it's not like Eved Kanani? Says the Ritva, enochanami. It's what I mean is gufoy kanoi kinyan iser. Rashi says gufoy kanoi kinyan mamon. Tosfos says, and there's no kinyan iser. So we're going to make a huge divide here. According to Ritva, what does gufoy kanoi mean? Gufoy is only kanoi. Kinyan iser, not mamon. What do Rashi and Tosfos hold? Gufoy kanoi means only mamon, not iser.
That's why you can't give him a shifra.
Hold on a second. Memela. Sekum tachos. According to Rashi and Tosfos, where does the heter shivcha come from? Does it come from the kinyan iser?
No.
Why not?
Doesn't have it.
He doesn't have a kinyan iser. So where does the heter shivcha come from? Must be from the kinyan mammon. And according to Ritva, where does the heter shivcha come from?
Kinyan iser.
Memela says Rebecca Moshe Kalevsky, great. According to Rashi, if you're telling me that the Adon can't force him to do this, what are you basically saying? The Adon doesn't have the Kinyan Mammon on this. If the Adon doesn't have the Kinyan Mammon on this, is there a heter to a Shivcha? No, where would it come from? The only heter to Shivcha comes from the Kinyan Mammon. Masha'enkein, according to the Ritva, where does it come from the Kinyan Iser? That has nothing to do with if I could force you to do it or not force you to do it. It doesn't have to do with how much work you're doing for me. It has to do with the Kinyan. If the Kinyan Iser is here, the Heter is here. Moicher Atzmai, who are you going in according to? According to Rashi, Moicher Atzmai, the whole din of get shechur is something else. Not if he's mafkir, he won't need to get shechur. Comes out if he would be mafkir.
The other has to be also.
How is Zil going to be mafkir?
What?
Moicher Atzmai is also kinyan.
Moicher Atzmai is a kinyan mamoin. Yeah, but it doesn't include being Moslosh get Shivcha. It doesn't include Moslosh Shivcha Knet. You don't have the right to force. You don't have the right to force. That's not a chelik of your mamon.
It's a different type of kinyan mamon.
It's there's more or less. Vais Tuchais is more. A darga less. What's this din of Moslosh Shivcha Knetis? We didn't really speak it out. We should have. So the Gemara says that an Eved Ivri works by day and by night. What does it mean he works by day and by night? Says the Gemara, he works by day and by night, Rabbi Moisla Shivcha Kanainis, which means that that's part of the work that you're doing. So Rashi says, that's the entire heter. The heter of Shivcha is because you're working for me. You're working for me, therefore you're mutter to Shivcha. This is part of your work. Mashenkin, according to Ritva, that's not the heter. The heter is because you are now low-class Jew. So you're mutter because you're low-class Jew. The Rabbi can force you because he can force you to work for him when it comes to Machu Bezdin at night. But that's not the heter, so Mechir Atzma is also going to be mutter. According to Rashi, no, Mechir Atzma is not mutter, because if I can't force you, there's no heter. The heter is only coming from the Kenyan Mammon. There is no Kenyan Isser. The only thing that can create the heter is the Kenyan Mammon.
So why the Kenyan
Mammon
also makes you low class?
What? Why would Kenyan Mammon make low class Jew? I owe you something to make you low. What? I mean, the Rashi doesn't say that. We'll see. I'm someone. What? Because what's allowing you to force him is the Kinyan Mammon, not the Kinyan Iser.
No, on the Ritzvah.
According to the Ritzvah, what's the heter in the Ishus is the Kinyan Iser. That's forcing him is the Kinyan Mammon. So says the Ritzvah agrees that Kinyan Mammon is only by when it comes to an Evet, a Moichot Machu Bezna Machu Atzmoy. But he says there is a Kinyan Isser, the Heter is coming from the Kinyan Isser. Rashi is learning the Heter comes from the Kinyan Mammon. Oh, that we'll see.
Good.
What?
Why couldn't you give to Rashi?
Because being that the Machu Atzmoy doesn't have the right to force him to do it.
You want that, your own is good.
So, but there's a limit. The Torah says this, you don't have a certain bilis. You can only work him by day, not by night.
If he wants to.
You can only work him by day, not by, I can't work him by night, so I can't force him at night. There's no heter at night. Now, Boisai, we're going to have numerous nafkaminas between Rashi and the Ritva. One nafkamina would be as follows. Can an Eved, the Shivcha Kanainis, if she's an Islandess, so can is the Eved Mutter and a Shivcha Kanainis Islandess? We spoke about this Shiloh yesterday. Who brought out the Shiloh? Which one of the Achroinim? The Amsha Shleima. It says that, no, why not? If the whole Heter comes from the fact that the Rabbi Moshe Shivcha Kanainis, that in order that he should get more children, not getting more children, there's no Heter. But if it comes from the fact that he's low-class Jew is Mutter and Shivcha, doesn't make any difference with type of Shivcha. Low-class Jew, Mutter and Shivcha. Another nafkamina, the Marsha and Gittin says, what happens if he wants to give him? Stop, someone else's shivcha, a random shivcha, not the Odoin shivcha. So if the Vord is low class Jew, so he's allowed to marry any shivcha. He's not restricted to shivchas. But if the Vord is that it's the whole heter is because the rabbi, the Kenyan moment I have in order to get him working, he has to be working for me. If he's not working for me, there's no heter.
So you just have a deal with the owner that.
If there's a deal, then you're right. They bring riots that deals would work, but not random. Not just walk over to shivcha and just decide he wants to, you know, strike up a relationship with her. That won't work. It has to be some sort of moment.
According to the
Ritz, we're
allowed to give him random shivcha.
According to the Ritz, random shivcha. This Eved's allowed to go look for shivchas and just. What? What did you say? You don't need to get the Vladis. We said even if there's an islandess, according to the Ritva. Because there's nothing to do with the Vladis. The heter to a shivcha is because you're a low class Jew. Another nafkamina would be as follows. Listen to this. Maridika Ritva, Rabbi said. The Ritva nafchav aleph amid beis. What happens if a man doesn't have a wife? He's not married when he goes into his avdus. He can't force him to have a shivcha. Says the Ritva, if he wants to, he can. The other can't force him to have a shivcha. But if he wants to, says the Ritva, why? He's a low-class Jew. Low-class Jew is mutter and shivcha. He doesn't have a wife, so therefore the other can't force him to live with a shivcha. But if that's his choice, that's his choice. It's the Ritva L'shitasai. Of course, Rashi's going to argue on that. Because if in Rabbi Moshe Loi, so then there's no head.
Matt's okay. Never gave him a shivcha, but he still say a happy yes.
No, no.
He's a low class Jew.
Even if he picked up
his. Oh, that maybe, I don't know.
He's a low class Jew because he's a Kenyan Israel.
Right.
And that's what.
So Shaila is.
That Shaila would be if you don't have, you can't say I have to use
it. Yeah.
You want to say that it's not literal. All you're saying is that he's happy where he is.
It
doesn't have to be.
Okay, I mean, we'll have to see. Tosis says clearly not like that. Okay. Fine. The boys say the shaila that we have left is just as follows. Frek the avne miluyim on Tosfos. Zevi was machaven to this kasha. The Ritva makes a little bit more sense to me at the moment. The Kenyan Isser is going to make that your mutter, why? Low class Jew. But Rashi and Tosfos are saying that the Kenyan mamoin is somehow making that you're mutter and a shivcha kananis. Why? Because I own you. So, since when does the fact that I own something all of a sudden make mitzvahs and make isurim go away? I own you. Okay. So does that mean that now you're allowed to like be mechal Shabbos? I want you to work on Shabbos. Yeah, I own you. I want you to work on Shabbos. So what does that mean? The Torah is saying that my mammon overrides my isser. That doesn't make doesn't make sense to say like the Ritva that I'm a low class Jew. Okay, he's a Kenyan isser. He's a low class Jew. Low class Jew doesn't have the isser. Fine, but you tell me he has the isser. Someone becomes mutter because there's a Kenyan mammon. How does a Kenyan mammon make that all of a sudden now he's allowed to be over an isser? You say, okay, work on Shabbos for me. Why not? Yeah, work for me. So work on Shabbos. You never find such a thing.
Why is it
not a right question?
So that's Nehemiah asked this question of whether it's an asay de chaloisa asay. Nehemiah, did you look it up? I don't know if there's an asay for chlal that an eved should work for his master. It's a chi of mammon. It's not an asay. You have a din mammon. What? That's din. Doesn't mean it's a mitzvah. It's a moment to stick a schus. How did the isser disappear? You know, you have also over there. I say the list. What?
Why the Torah?
What? Because the Torah said certain things you're motor and certain things you're not. That the Torah, but there's at least there's understanding that this now created a heter. Where's the heter? Okay, Rabbi Sai, we're gonna finish this up. Let's finish this up. Here goes Zokhtar Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky. Listen to this unbelievable vort. It's not his own vort, it's really Kovitz Aris. Kind of, he gnashes on the Kovitz Aris and like, Kitzer, he says the following thing. What does he say, what does the Evet say when he's finished with his 6 years and he wants to stay? Ahavti es, Adoini ves, Ishti. What does Ishti mean? My wife. My wife? My wife or my shivcha? Rashi says shivcha. So why is he calling her his wife? Why is he calling her his wife?
Because he wants to stay. He likes her.
He loves her.
Because he loves her, but it's not his wife. The Torah is calling her Ishti. Says Rabbi, listen to this, Rabbi Chanan. Says Rabbi Chanan, the Torah is mechadesh, a new type of ishus. There's an ishus here between an Eved Ivri and a Shivcha, which is a Shem ishus. And if it's a Shem ishus, it's not over an Avera. The Avera is, you can't just stam live with people if, you know, they, let's say Kadesha is a form of like prostitution. But this is not. This is a new ishus. It's not the ishus of the Torah. It's not the ishus of Kedushin. You don't say, Arim Kudesh Esli.
She's a guy.
She's a guy. What's this ishus? Can someone help me? What, look, do you have any like type of musig of this type of ishus without kedushin? Okay, give me another one.
Before Har Sinai.
But Kaidah Matan Torah. We said other pagei ishus meshuk who he writes him. So then he lives together. That's an isha. The Torah is mechadish. There's a new ishus when you're kedushin, which is dafka de kesef shtar and bia. Yeah. Well, everyone learns that that's pshat. Everyone learns that's pshat. Ishti is for sure shifu. So Rabbi Sai, there's a nair sort ishus. Nafkumin be as follows. Can an adam give a shivcha to two men? Two men?
No.
So technically, I would say, why not? She's a guy. She's a guy. She can do whatever she wants. She's a prutza.
But there's an ishus.
But if we're saying, like Rabbi Chanan, there's an ishus, so then it has to be an ishus. Ishus has to mean miyuchet.
That's because of the
other. Got it. Akoponim, Rabbi Sai. This is the machloikas. Here, listen to. Here, too. We're finishing it off. Here goes as follows. So I want to break it down, Rabbi Sai. According to the Ritva, what is the difference, according to the Ritva, between a Sachir and an Eved Ivri? What's the difference? Between a Sachir and an Eved Ivri. Can someone give me a definition of the difference? Between us, according to the Ritva, between a Sachir and an Eved Ivri. One has Kenyan Isser, the other one doesn't have Kenyan Isser. Black and white. That's the difference. According to Rashi, what's the difference between a Sachir and an Eved Ivri?
Nothing.
They're all Kenyan Mamans.
Nothing, yeah.
Hold on. All Kenyan Mamans. There's Kenyan Mamman, Kenyan Mamman, Kenyan Mamman. There's Kenyan Mamman of Eved of Sachir and Kenyan Mamon of Eved Ivri. It's Kenyan Mamons. So hold on. So let's say a person wants to make someone work for 3 years. According to the Ritva, you want to make him an Eved, then you have to create a Kenyan Isser. You want to leave him a Sachir? No Kenyan Isser. But according to Rashi, I want him to work for 3 years. So I want a Kenyan Mamon. What's going to make him a Sachir? What's going to make him an Eved? It's all Kenyan Mamon. Says the Marit, 6 years makes you an Eved. 3 years is a Sachir. You went six, Eved. The difference is only in the Dargo of the Kenyan Mamon. The Ritzvah is, what are you talking about? 3 years, you could also be an Eved for 3 years. Why not? If you make Kenyan Isser, he's an Eved. Kenyan Mamon is a Sachir. Aber Rashi doesn't have kinyan isser. So what's the difference between a sacher and an eved? Zok to marit, one thing, 6 years. Up until then, you're a sacher. I don't care what you say, because it's all kinyan moment. It's tach tazel mazach.
So then how does one...
So the machloikes, Rashi and the Ritva, in the beginning of the sugya, Rabbi Sai, is the same machloikes, Rashi and Ritva, at the end of the sugya. We're going to continue with more Beis Hashem, hopefully, on Sunday. He's in heaven. Yes, we're going to talk about it. Yes, you can. Yeah, that's the Ritva old. Micro Atzmo, you can say something. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Rabbi Say, I want to tell you something that is mavhil. In this week's parash, we speak about the dinim of a koyin, and the din of a koyin is Isha Gurusha, Isha Chalal of Zayin Leikach, Isha Gurusha, Isha Leikach, Kikadosh Leikach. A Kayin is Aser in a Gurusha, in a Zayin, and a Chalal. However, a Kayin is Mutter in a Almana. It's Mutter in Almana. He's Mutter in a Chalal, in a Almana. Kayin Godol! Is Asr in an Almana. Why is Kohen Gadol Asr in Almana? Gurusha, I understand. There was a breakdown that something went very wrong over here. But an Almana, why is Kohen Gadol Asr in Almana? Says the Das Kenim in Bali HaToisvis. Reason is as follows. Because Kohen Gadol has superpowers. What do I mean by that? He's going to be saying the Shem HaMafurash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're afraid that the Kohen Gadol might, you know, be a little bit interested in someone else's wife. And as long as she's married to someone else, he can't really do anything about that. But if while he's saying the Shem HaMafura, she thinks, you know, this guy should disappear, boom, he's gone, and then he's like, clear. And then he can marry her. So therefore, we say that she's an almana, is also to a Kohen Gadol. It's not going to help. She's us, sir. Forget it. Forget about her. I want you to understand what we just said. It's mavil. Kohen Gadol is the holiest yid in the world. It's Yom Kippur. He's in the holiest place in the world. It's the holiest time of the world, holiest place in the world, holiest person in the world. And what's he thinking about? He's thinking about someone else's wife. Rabbi Sai, is Yisoid a mensch is a mensch. And no one thinks like, I'm okay, I can do this, you know, I can deal with this, it's not going to affect me, so I'm not going to have a problem. Someone once went to Rabbi Lapian, and in the course of the conversation, it was Nisgala that he works on, Prasta Mokum, 42nd Street or whatever it was, I don't know those Mokums. So he told, so Rebellion like was like, he said, don't worry about it, it doesn't affect me. So Rebellia said to him, what's your name? He said, my name is Yankel Shmerel. He said, no, I want to know your mother's name. He said, why do you want to know my mother's name? He said, because you're obviously sick. I'm 92 years old, I'm blind in one eye, I can barely walk. He said, a girl walks in front of me, and there's something that says in the back of my head, Elia, Elia, Geba Kukto. If no one's telling you that to look, you're sick. I want to daven for you. A mensch is a mensch. saying, I don't have these problems. I can walk on the street. I can go to these places. It's not going to affect me. It's not my problem. It's other people. I'm above it. Either you're totally, like, not honest with yourself, or you're sick. And this is something we have to realize. A person always has to be on guard. That's the world we live in. That's life. Life is Hashem constantly working. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us every second opportunities to do mitzvahs. You walk on the street. So some of us are thinking and learning, some of us not. So what do? You watch your eyes. Kodesh Baruch Hu and Shemayim is kissing you like your mama Shatzadik Yisoyed Oyvim. Why? Shemir Seinayim. And every one of us has that challenge. Have a good Shabbos.